As many of you know, Unity is the home of the Daily Word. It is a monthly publication that provides a daily affirmation that helps lift our consciousness and our spirits to higher levels each day. And Paige Barnes is going to share that with us today.
Right. Hello and good morning, everyone, especially virtually too. For today, Sunday, October 23rd, the word is prosperity. Let's see. With God as my source, I live abundantly. No matter how much I have in the bank, the kind of car I drive, or the house I live in, I know these things are mere manifestations of abundance. The source of all prosperity is God. I look beyond appearances to find a deeper meaning of prosperity. Meaningful work that I enjoy doing is part of my prosperity, not only because of what I earn, but also because of the satisfaction I feel when I use my skills. My house becomes a home when filled with people I love and care for. My financial resources don't diminish, but multiply when I share them generously. As I look beyond the good things in my life to the love, the creative insight, and the limitless flow of divine ideas that brought them into manifestation, I discover true abundance. Riches and honor are with me, enduring wealth and prosperity. Proverbs 8:18.
Thank you, Paige. And now we enter a time of meditation and prayer. At this time, we come together to relax, to shut out the distractions of daily life, and to look inward and listen inward to the voice of that great being in whom we live and love and have our being. And so, at this time, I invite you to relax in your seats. Put away anything in your hands. Stretch as you need to. Take a deep breath. And close your eyes if you wish. As you breathe in, feel the warmth, the inward peace now growing within you, spreading from your center through every part of you. And as you continue to breathe in deeply and relax and slowly exhale, I will ring the tones of the singing bowl that center us in our heart chakra, in that energy center from which all love flows. In this restful quiet, you and I know that we are one with each other, with all other beings, and with the great being that has given us this moment and this life to carry forth and fulfill a purpose. And we know that in our journey, each day, we come to learn new lessons. And so in this great educational process that spans time immemorial, we grow in spirit. We raise our consciousness to a higher level. And though some days we seem to have trouble climbing to that peak, we return each day, knowing that Spirit is always with us because we are one with it. And we know that despite distractions, adjustments, changes that are part of the daily life in this human dimension, God is with us and knows our every thought before we think it, knows our every feeling before we feel it. And so we recognize now those whose names are in our prayer box, who have asked for prayer for you to meditate and send them healing love and energy. Send them the prosperity that was spoken of in our daily word. Send them the joy that we sometimes struggle for and cannot find. But we know there is a deeper joy, an expanding joy in knowing you, Spirit, and knowing God, and feeling the energy of God vibrating through us at higher and higher frequencies, carrying us always upward, carrying us forward into another future, into change, and we know that that change ultimately will bring peace to us as we come to understand the lessons that you offer. And so I invite all of you now, whether here or at home, to go ahead and speak aloud the names of those whom you wish to have joined in prayer with us today. Let us hear their names spoken aloud, so that we may acknowledge them and whatever their needs, thoughts, wishes, desires, that we know those and we know those are being fulfilled. We know even if the names are unspoken, they are ever acknowledged, recognized, sealed in the very breath that we breathe. And so as we exhale and inhale, we bring those names, those hopes and desires, those prayers in. And as we exhale, we release those into the great ether and back to Spirit, knowing that as we do so, peace prevails. Take a moment now to be in silence, recognizing the Spirit of God warming us, loving us, leading us. And so with our inner eyes and our inner ear, we hear and we see God with us with each breath. And so I invite you now to know, in the very core of your being, that this peace, this sense of being loved, of being whole and worthy, always resides there with you wherever you go. And as you walk your path this week, you are there walking with God. And so it is. Amen.
Troubles fade.